the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This solemnity, which is one of the more important ones of the Church's year, if only because it is a solemnity of our Lord, but it is also an integral part of the Paschal mystery. We tend to forget that the Paschal mystery is about more than simply our Lord's death and resurrection, that it also includes on one end his incarnation, and then on the other side his ascension into heaven, and then what we look forward to, his return in glory at the end of time to judge the heavens and the earth and the world by fire. For the very best of reasons, in the ordinary form, this feast day is transferred to Sunday, and it is something that irritates the living daylights out of me, even though it's from the very best of reasons. They wanted more people to participate. My answer to that is just remind them that missing a holy day of obligation through your own fault is a mortal sin, just like missing a Sunday Mass through your own fault without sufficient reason is a mortal sin. But they moved it my very first year as a priest, so I never got to celebrate the Ascension on the proper day, and I would go to extreme lengths to be able to do so. One year I actually drove across the border into Colorado and celebrated Mass there. That was before Colorado did the same thing. And then a couple of times I came up to Salt Lake and celebrated the Mass according to the Maronite rite. And then when Pope Benedict restored the extraordinary form, it was perfect. You just say Mass in the extraordinary form, use the old calendar, boom, there we go. But I've been asked several times, why does it bother you so much? Well, it bothers me for the following reason. We know when our Lord ascended into heaven. He ascended into heaven 40 days after his resurrection. Now, what day of the week does that fall on? It falls on a Thursday. We're talking about a historical event. We're not talking about something like Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi, in the general, is on Thursday, but most places it's moved to Sunday. That doesn't bother me because it's a theological feast, and we could celebrate that on any day. It doesn't commemorate an historical event. But this does, because we know when our Lord ascended into heaven. And because it's a historical event, not a theological concept, it's important for us to keep it tied to historical reality. For example, by celebrating it on the day in which it actually happened. Now, why is it so important? Some people seem to think that the Ascension is just Jesus saying, goodbye, I'm done, I'll be back later. But no, because our Lord ascending into heaven takes with himself our frail human nature, which is part of the Paschal mystery, that he's redeemed not only us as individuals, but he has redeemed humanity. And he has lifted our frail human nature above that of the angels. The angels used to be number one among creation. But because of the incarnation and our Lord's suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension, humanity has been raised above that, even of the angels. Because remember, when our Lord ascended into heaven, he did not take off his human suit. He did not put aside his human nature. That has been united with him forever. The incarnation is permanent. And as our Lord said, as we heard in last Sunday's Gospel, he has gone to prepare a place for us. A place for us in the presence of the Father. A place for us before the heavenly throne. That is a truly wonderful thing, particularly because it satisfies the deepest desire of the human heart, which is for God. And so don't you think that on this day we could tell people, and we should tell people, stop your busy lives for an hour and come to church to celebrate this great gift which God has given to us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.